consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Roslyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to another episode. This one's going to be really hot and juicy. We're titling it Business Lessons from Being a Stripper, from the stripper pole. So hang on to your panties. This episode is going to come in hot. I have one of my most, like, she's so new to me, but she's become one of my most favorite coaches with us today as my special guest. And I'm going to share a little bit more about Morgana in a little second here. But I want to kind of like get you in closer and just listen to what it is that we are really going to dive in deep and jam about today. So what does that being a stripper have to do with high selling, high ticket business coaching programs? And how being a stripper can be a healing and empowering experience? And what are some wealth wisdom gems that come from being a stripper? You see a theme here. So I'm interviewing one of my most favorite coaches I've had to this date. She is just, she fascinates me. She has impacted me so profoundly in such a short amount of time. So Dr. Morgana McCabe Allen, she has, so I met her because she's a mindset coach in my own business coaching coaches container. And her calls, the group calls with her, are so magical. And it's just incredible to have us mastermind sisters come on. And she can relate with every one of us, no matter what we're going through, from her previous experiences. And this woman is like a manifesting genius that has actually created a manifesting chart system. And she pulls out her charts, you guys. I can't even. Like, I'm like, Morgana, just pull out the charts, yes. And honestly, she speaks to our minds because she has a PhD in psychology. And so, you know, she's not just that, but she also is very much well-versed in the archetypes, manifesting. So you do not want to miss out on this episode. It's not just for entrepreneurs. It absolutely is for, I'm going to just say everybody, because everybody just needs to know about Dr. Morgana. So, and before I tell you a little bit more about her professionally, I just want to have you tune in. And I want to ask you, how has it been going for you in your business? Have you been manifesting and achieving what you have been putting out there for this year? And if you're feeling called to work with me, I'd love to hop on a discovery call. You know, in my Soul Ascension Business Academy, I really help my clients get clarity about who they are, that their why, and we go 7 layers deep so that you're so embodied in it. Get crystal clear on the path that's aligned with who you are and how you want to create your business. And it's in regards to your lifestyle, really coming out boldly, unapologetically, then fully selling and monetizing on your calling. So if that sounds sexy to you, come and hop on a call with me. You can go to DM me at Bold Sexy Warrior on Instagram, on Facebook here. It's Roslyn Fung Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior, or go on my website and put in the contacts info, roslynfung.com. All right, my loves. So I want to share a little bit more about Dr. Morgana with you today. She's an abundance mindset mentor. I feel like that title, like, I don't even feel like that title does her justice, you guys. She works with heart-centered entrepreneurs from day one to seven and eight-figure business owners. Morgana is, like I shared, the mindset coach in my own business coaches container. And she works with spiritually curious women service providers, coaches, and healers who are passionate, driven, and ready to ditch the cookie cutter for an approach that honors their genius and the souls of their clients, and to make a big impact in income with joy, freedom, and ease. So I'm so happy to hear it. Have you here, Morgana? Thank you so much for being here.
It's so wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me. And I have to just say straight out the gate that I'm here on the yacht. So
she is on a yacht. I'm
so if I'm waving around everywhere, my hair is flying about and whatnot, that's why.
And while you're on a yacht, because you're celebrating your 10-year anniversary with your husband, yes. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Yeah. So good. Well, we're hoping that the tech gods are with us and they're going to support us so that the messages that need to come through for our audience are coming through clear and loud, and that our audience is receiving what it is that they're needing to receive to be moved, inspired, and catalyzed into their next level version.
Beautiful.
I'd love for you to share, because I'm already so blown away. And then when I heard that you have a story about you being a stripper in years ago, but that taught you so much about yourself and high ticket sales and lessons for setting you up for success in your business, I would love for you to share that with our audience.
So it's a where to start kind of thing. Without going into too many details, I was desperately unhappy in my job before that. It was one of these places where I worked with all men, and that was like a time where sexual harassment in the workplace was just normal. You know, I remember telling my mom about it and her being like, well, that's what it's like to work with men. So I was really, really, really desperate to leave that job. And there's a whole bunch of bits in between. The long and the short of it is that I ended up having an accident. I broke my arm and my leg, and I was in plaster for 16 weeks. And during that whole time, they weren't paying me properly. So I was running up all this, and I was going to lose my apartment, and I was right into my very last money. And I thought, I am not letting this beat me. Like, I'm not going to, the doctors are saying you'll never get your full mobility back. And I thought, this is not happening. Like, I'm not settling for this. This is not the life I'm going to have at 20 years old. I'm not losing my apartment and my body, right? So I decided to take ownership of myself, my circumstances, my reality. And I thought, you know what I could do? I could be a stripper. I'll get fit, and it was like, I'll get fit and I'll make money, right? And it was incredibly healing for me as somebody who had a lot of trauma in my past, an eating disorder, and like really significant body issues. It was hugely, hugely transformative. And I have one really funny story that I'd love to share, because my first job interview, they told me to take my clothes off, just check to see if I had any, you know, weird birthmarks or ugly tattoos or something. They didn't say the words, okay, you can put your clothes back on. So I didn't put them back on. And I did my whole entire job interview. You know, I'm giving them my national insurance number and my address and all this stuff, completely naked. And I just like, okay, well, this is how they obviously do it. And at the end of the interview, they said, well, that is the most insanely confident thing that we have ever seen, and you've got the job.
That is freaking phenomenal. Okay, I'm going to back up here, though, because I don't know about you, my audience, my loves, but Morgana, how did you go from, like, okay, being told you might not be able to have your mobility and like normally again, you know, and feeling low and being in this low vibe environment, to having this idea that, you know what, I'm going to get myself off my script, being a stripper, I don't think I would have had been that creative to even think about it that, and also I would have my own shit around it, I don't know if I can do that, there'd be a lot of, coming from my cultural background, fear of even.
I would have had all my own shit for sure, but I didn't spend a lot of time with my family at that time. I wasn't fully estranged from them, but I was close with them. I was living away from home. I just really didn't feel like I had anything to lose, and that definitely made it easier. Mm-hmm. But also, more than that, because I didn't do it because I thought I've got nothing to lose, I realized I had everything to gain, right? I had everything to gain. And so I thought, you know what? Just one step at a time. I thought, I just have to take one step. So the first thing I started to do actually was to convert all my clothes into stripper clothes. So I had a broken arm and it was my dominant hand. So I had a plaster cast on my arm, but I was hand sewing clothes into stripper clothes. So I thought, there's no going back. This is my answer and I'm sticking to it. So converted all my clothes and just failure just wasn't an option, right? It just wasn't going to happen.
I really want the audience to take this in, because exactly what you're saying, this isn't different than how we can approach that, creating our next level version of ourselves. It's like, there is no going back. There is everything to gain. There is so much to gain here. And you just went for it, even with a freaking broken arm. You're like, I'm unstoppable. I'm not going to let things stop from that action.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's so true. As long as you know that you've got everything to gain on the other side, taking action is easier. I think it's more powerful than the whole I've got nothing to lose vibe, which is, that you can act from that, but knowing you've got everything to gain is a whole thing. And so I failed in the beginning. So the very first day that I started, I fell off the stage.
Okay, please tell us details.
literally just fell right off the stage, and I didn't really make any money in the first shift, but I kept going and I broke through it, and I had this realization that, at first I was like, oh my goodness, 10 for 3 minutes, that was 2 hours work in my previous job, so that was, that felt like a big money mindset shift. And then I realized something, in my other job, I sold computer games and games consoles and stuff. And I could sell a guy a full, £350 console and games in 5 minutes. And I thought, if I can sell all that stuff in 5 minutes, I can make this money. I can do this. And that was the first day that I made 360, so £10 more than I would sell stuff for that day, when I had that shift. And then the next shift was, okay, but what if I could do it in 5 minutes like I can in the other job? I don't get paid the money, but the money flows through me in the other job. So what if I could actually make that money for myself? And it just kind of went from there.
Wow. That is courage. Were you already quite confident despite being in this, low vibe kind of environment prior to getting hurt?
So, although I had experienced a lot of trauma and really multiple different vectors, different kinds of abuse, things like that, I fundamentally understood that I had a trust with the universe. I didn't know why bad things happened to me, but I knew that I could always come out stronger, that there was always something, I don't know that I would go as far as saying there's a reason I suffered, because I don't think it's quite like that. I knew I could always take something positive from it, right? And that it was my responsibility to do that, to find the opportunity, to find the positive. So I had that from childhood, because I am allergic to nuts. I've been clinically dead and resuscitated before. So that used to be a very serious condition. Now it's much more managed because all the foods have labels and stuff. But back then it was you just lived as Russian roulette all the time, right?
Wow.
So from early childhood, I knew that I had to live every minute that I was healthy. I lived hard and I played full out, because the other times I could be not well for weeks, months. I missed 6 years of school if you add it up.
Wow. Yeah, so you really had to become quite resilient and see things, be perseverant and just trust the universe, be like, okay, like I'm gonna just keep going. And in some ways it's almost like you are every day like taking a risk and you're building your capacity to be, we'll say, feeling safe to take, right? And I just think, wow, what a gift. What
I
a
think there's, I think there's so much in that, and I really hope, by the way, that people watching it will realize something, right? I was never the prettiest stripper. I'm sure you can tell. I never had the biggest boobs. I have no boobs. I was never the best dancer. I was just the persevering one. I made more money than anybody else because I didn't give up and because I didn't take, like, I didn't let a no to sort of put me down. You know, I some girls would go, and if after an hour they hadn't made any money, they would kind of write the night off. But if I hadn't made any money after an hour, I just knew that meant the money was in the next hour or the one after that.
Wow. Well, you know, I really feel like that is really what it is. It's a mindset. It's a the way you carry yourself. Okay, I have a confession. It just came up, so I might as well share this. So I don't think I've ever shared this publicly. I'm pretty sure I have not. So I was at a party, and it was a lingerie party. And there was like a contest to just go, and it was like, you know, like it was a lingerie contest. And so I'm just like, all right, whatever. What do I got to, that, well, mine was more like, what have I got to lose? So I love your replay. I have everything to gain, but I'm not really sure what I'd gain. So I was just like, I was just, and I was sober, by the way. So anyways, I was just like, all right, all these people, women, you know, different shapes, different sizes, all beautiful, you know, and I'm just like, all right. And I was the first to go, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like strutting down the whatever runway, and I just feel, you know, I'm confident. I'm just like, in my, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just gonna walk confident, swing my hips, and like twirl my kimono around. Not the most, we'll say, socially, culturally attractive person, but they were not holding the energy of confidence. And it was very interesting. Like, they looked unsure. They were just kind of like hesitantly walking down the runway, and you could see their shyness. And I feel like because of my energy and I was just like having fun, I didn't care. I was just like, let's just do this. And I won. I was like, what? So I'm like, it is the confidence, right? It's the confidence piece to go, this is the energy people pick up. And Morgana, you know, I always talk about the importance of energy and how we're showing up. It's not so much about how what we're doing or what we're saying, it's more about our energy first that introduces us.
You're absolutely right. Energy is everything. We talk about this a lot inside the program, that you can take all the right steps, you can follow the strategy, one foot in front of the other, do all the things every day and not create results because your energy walks in the room first before you took a single one of those steps.
Totally. Totally. And so tell us, let's move back to the stripper pole here. So day one, and I also want to highlight, because this is so parallels, analogous to business in itself. You said you fell off. Like literally what we could see that as is, you know, a lot of people would see that as a quote unquote failure, and then they'll be like, oh my God, this isn't for me. Like I suck at it. This I shouldn't do this. Like we go into our heads about like, and now I'm talking about coaching, like, or like healers, like workers, like really putting themselves out there, starting this new business, or maybe pivoting and like doing, trying something new that in their soul feels aligned. and like you're really, you know, moving into that. But like, there's this quote unquote failure. So how did you not let that stop you?
That's a really good question. And the answer, I think, is because I failed so many times before.
You knew this was part of the process.
Yeah. And it is part of the process, and it's part of it every single time. And one of the things that I see so often is people think they need a new strategy, but it's because what they want to experience is excellence, and that's earned. You're going to have to stumble, and you're going to have to make mistakes, and you have to get through to the other side, and then you find the excellence. It's not something you just kind of, you know, buy off the shelf.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and I'm curious if we can go a little deeper with that, just as our audience is tuning in. It's like, yes, most of us know that failure is part of the journey, but how do we actually like live that and be okay and not let our inner critic get in the way, not let, you know, oftentimes we have these certain expectations we want to meet, and we're way off that target. How do we let this, the defeated feelings, the inner critic take over and just go? And it's like, yes, I know that failure's perfect, but like, how do I actually pick myself back up?
One of the most important things, I think, is don't compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to yesterday, compare yourself to last week, compare yourself to last year. But comparing yourself to somebody that's 10 years or 20 years or 30 years down the line, it doesn't make any sense. They all started at the beginning too.
Yeah. And it's just like, okay, we're moving in, we're moving on. And so how did you become the most paid stripper, and what lessons did you learn from that?
So becoming the most paid stripper was actually about working smarter, not harder. So technically there was a high ticket offer, right? The high ticket offer was Stag Do's, but I had never seen anybody sell anyone. They were like the unicorn offer that mythically existed, but nobody actually did it. So everybody just the Stag Do, like the Stag event, right? For like a group of guys.
Oh, the Stag event. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. For all the guys that were going to the wedding, right? So
yeah.
So what everybody actually did in practice was just go around and ask guys one at a time, hey, do you want to dance? Hey, do you want to dance? Right? And just, you know, and maybe after 10, 15 minutes, sometimes an hour before you got the next one, right? So at the end of the night, you maybe on a really good night, walk away with 350, right? So that was my first level. Remember, I was like, yep, I can hit the 350. If I can sell a PlayStation, I can do that. But then I thought, okay, how do I do that in 5 minutes? And I thought, that Stag Do, if I can find the ideal client for that Stag Do, if I can sell that Stag Do, I make that money in one go, right? Mm-hmm. And so that became the thing. And I realized, I quickly figured out who my ideal client for that was, because he was probably the oldest guy out of the friend group. It was like the last Stag Do he was going to really be at. He already had a wife and kids. He already had a wife and kids at home, so he didn't want the shame. He just wanted to have one with his friends. And he also knew better, and he knew they didn't want the shame, and he knew he didn't want them to ruin their relationships and stuff. And he would sell it to the other guys, right? So I would just go, I would identify, there's a Stag Do. I'd go, I would find that one guy. He's always in there. Every time there's at least one of them. And I would talk to him about the Stag Do and how they're not here to feel sleazy. They don't want to feel dirty. They don't want to, like, not really have good memories of this. They're here to have fun with their friends, and the best possible fun they can have is put their money together and have the stag show. And he would sell it to everybody else, and those shows were like £40 a head, plus at that time camera phones didn't exist, so it's an extra £40 per camera. So there could easily be like 20 guys, sometimes even more, and then like a couple of cameras or whatever. So it was so easy to sell. This is the thing. It was as easy to sell that as it was to sell the one dance for £10.
Wow. Well, and that's, oh my God, I love this. You're working smarter, not harder. And you found your ideal client. This is not any different than business. It, like,
our business, right? I mean, the thing to remember remember, strippers aren't actually, they're not employees. Like, you are a business owner. Mm. So you get to, and you have to think like a business. If you want to make money, there's 40 girls in that club all trying to sell the same thing you've got. Boobs and ass.
Right.
So you have to have like a unique selling point, just like in any business. And so I had grown up in business, though. My mum has had a business since I was a child. I started her business when I was 7. I started my own first business when I was 8. So like, I came into being a stripper knowing this is a business.
Okay, first of all, I've never thought about being a stripper as your business owner, because I don't really know how that world works. But yes, that totally makes sense when you are sharing it this way, and then just all the lessons so far that you've shared. I know there's more that yeah. have really transpired for you in having your own coaching business now. That is so magic. Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I use those lessons from being a stripper every single day.
20
years later, still every day.
Incredible. Like, okay, so you've got everything to gain. I want to review this. We've got everything to gain, perseverance, working. I feel like there's another one. Being confident, working
yep.
smarter, not harder, getting really clear about who your target market is. And then going for it, taking action and just yeah. going for it, and really, you know, and we're going to jam more about this after commercial, because Mariana, you have such a way, and I'm sure audience, you can feel that, and I'm creating safety in your work with us in our container and your work with your clients. You just have this ability, and it's your ability to relate with us and share your experiences, but then also share from expertise. And that when we peel back, a lot of it is at the root shame. And I love yeah. how even back then as a stripper, you really came from that safety approach, and you were really clear, like, I know you don't want to feel this way. I don't know, you're not sleazy people. You just want to have fun, you know, and feel like your integrity is intact. Like, that is huge. That's so huge you're able to identify that. Brilliant.
I feel really proud of that young me, actually, because that was a cornerstone of my, not just my business now, not just my business then, but my identity, my whole reality is really founded at the relationship with safety.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and that's why I love you so much, because I'm like all about creating safety too, because nothing else can rise and unfold in the most highest good when there's a lack of safety. So thank you so much for sharing what you have with us so far, and we're gonna go into commercial, and when we come back, I'd love for us to jam a little bit more. I'm gonna actually share with the audience just how profound your work has been on me and what it allowed me to heal. So, well, stay tuned, my loves.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients, and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it?
Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hello, loves. Welcome back. So I want to dive a little bit deeper into how Dr. Morgana has really supported me in understanding my blind spots, because this is why I love having coaches, because we all have blind spots. And I was recognizing that, you know, we know there's a level of us showing up. And I noticed that I wasn't quite putting my foot on the gas pedal in how I normally would. And I was trying to find that balance between, you know, having my foot on the gas pedal still and then having my teams working with me. But I feel like what happened there was when I started hiring people and then they were starting to implement the things, they were all really good at what they're doing. But I noticed I took off my put off the gas pedal and I wasn't conscious of it. And so what happened was I wasn't showing up in the same energy. And I'm not talking about putting my foot on the gas pedal so hard that I'm over everything. I'm just talking about like loving showing up and doing my thing. But I noticed that it was like some part of me started to take the foot off the gas pedal a little too much. And it's funny because on the outside world, nobody could tell. People are just still like, oh my gosh, I love the way you're, you know, sharing this and showing up. And I can tell. I'm like, what is happening? So when I was bringing this question up to Morgana, I'm like, I don't know what's really going on. Like, help me understand why I feel like sometimes an audience, you may relate with this, when I'm hiring a team member or a coach or like Facebook ads, whatever it is, I feel like I'm like, okay, because I do really well in business, but it's like, this is going to be my next level. Yes. Okay. They're going to take me there. And then it doesn't happen. So I'm like, WTF, what's happening? And so Morgana's like, I'm going to pull out my chart system if you're okay with that. And I'm melting. express her chart system. I wish I could speak here, but you'll just have to get to know Morgana, so at least see it. She's like, I'm going to pull out one of my wheels, and guess what? It was the wheel of what my core food is. Abandonment! And I'm like, okay, please help me understand this core wound of abandonment, how it's showing up like this right now. And honestly, what I learned was some part of my inner child started to run the show, which then took my foot off the gas pedal, thinking like the marketing team or the whatever coach or whatever it is going to be my quote-unquote parent. And when in that state, and Morgana, you'll probably explain it better, but it was like, that's my utopia. As that little child, we're looking at our parents for our utopia. And on the opposite side of the wheel, so that's on the east side of the wheel, I think about where like a medicine wheel, on the west side was like this need for to know everything. And so my pattern is, if I'm hiring somebody or if I'm working with somebody that, you know, I'm expecting certain results and I'm not getting those results, my own pattern that is not really in service to me is I'll go and buy another course or I'll hire another coach or another team member to get this need that the first person I hired or thing I enrolled in is going to give me. I'm like, okay, I can't stop. I can't keep throwing my money out like this. What's going on? So Morgana helps me peel back the layers and help me see that this was abandonment. And I'm like, wow. And honestly, Morgana, within like a couple of weeks after that, it was like I had done a family constellation work with my shamanic coaches. Also, there's been like amazing alchemy in all of this. It was just like I saw how those wounds showed up, and the gap was always the same as a parent, as a coach, as like trying to run a business, right? And also with a twin flame energy, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the same gap, and it's closed. And I am so happy to say, I won't say arrived because we're always evolving, but I have come to this place where I have come so deep to feel so whole. And I truly feel so embodied in the wholeness. I can't even have the words to describe how I feel. So thank you.
That gives me so much joy to hear that.
It is incredible. And just, you know, as you're coaching us Mastermind Sisters in the container, how we all, like, this is why it's my favorite cult. It's like, it doesn't matter how successful we are on the outside, you know, whether we're just starting a business, we're scaling a business, we're whatever it is, and there's six, seven figures, you know, business owners. It's like, we all have those core roots. And that's what these calls are about, is like speaking to that part of us. Not all the moms, but like it could be a mindset thing, but like the beliefs though, that this is that fueling piece. So I'd love for us to peel back some of the curtains in your method, your manifestation wheel, that you actually have created, and you've overlaid so many powerful concepts into it.
Yeah. I've not having very good sound quality tonight. Is it okay where you are?
It's a little bit like a little bit galactic. I think that'll be okay. A little static.
I can try moving and see if we can get it any better.
Sure. So audience, as Morgana's just trying to find a better spot for the sound, I'd love for you to see what's on. Like, you have a similar pattern that I have. Do you notice that? I noticed that, like, recently I was on a call with somebody and I didn't realize that she was working with another coach, and I was like, you might have the same pattern that I was struggling with. Like, don't hire me. Go and continue working with your coach And maybe there might be some pieces, because I think the coach is more strategy and mine more energy, mindset and beliefs. So maybe there were some pieces that we could do opening the Akashic to move her energy around. And I said, you know, for joining me in the high ticket probably isn't going to be the best for you right now. Let's have you stick with your coach, because I really understood what was going on. And she was so grateful for that. And it's just, yeah, beautiful. So I still get to work with her in some capacity, and I love it.
That's beautiful. How is the sign now?
A little better. I think a little better. We'll try here.
We'll give it a try.
So, I'll start waving my hands if it's not working.
So in terms of the system, my background is archaeology and anthropology, psychology, and a bunch of theology and a lot of other things. So it's an interdisciplinary PhD. And part of what I did, this is my private practice and in my research, was start to look at the patterns across systems of understanding our reality and how we construct our realities and identities. And it became clear that archetypes, chakras, zodiac, all of these systems are essentially refractions of the same truth, and that they can all be distilled into one system that reflects the hero's journey to some extent, or the rite of passage. And so that's the wheel that you've seen.
It is so huge. Can you share maybe like one of your most favorite client success stories that you feel like our audience, coaches, healers, spiritualpreneurs would really benefit from, because you see it as a common wounding pattern?
Yeah. So one of my clients came to me with a huge amount of pain, and we resolved that very quickly. And afterwards, she claimed back a huge part of her life in terms of her relationship with alcohol. And she pivoted her whole business around that. And she literally 10... Oh, is the sound bad? Yep.
Yeah, I think so, it's getting worse and worse. So you might have
The story is on my website. So you can share it there.
Okay, we'll keep going, and then we'll just make sure the story's tags on the show notes here.
Okay, so I would try and do the meditation today. It will be
Yeah, fun. I'll do the meditation.
So we worked through her shame and her relationship with alcohol, and she pivoted her whole business. Started from scratch, brand new audience, new ideal client, new offer, new platform, new everything, but no shame. And she booked out her business back to back. She'd been fully booked for a year. She's just put out her first 15K offer. So a huge, huge transformation.
Yeah, wow. Congratulations to both of you. That's powerful.
The really amazing thing that I think is worth sharing about this is that she'd been sort of circling success for 3 years. She'd invested in strategy, right? This cycle that we talked about, the next program will be the one. And everything she needed was inside her the whole time. And so it's not that I gave her some magic strategy. Actually, what we did was throw a lot of strategy away. It was just the thing that happened through releasing the shame.
And then everything just unleashed from there in the aligned way.
Yeah.
So beautiful. I love doing that work with my clients that way too, is oftentimes, because I think this is why I resonate so much with you, is energy is everything, and energy is really emotions in motion. And how we arrive at our emotions is because of our beliefs, right? We have certain thoughts, we have certain beliefs, and when we shift those beliefs, we shift the way we feel about the situation. And so it is one of my favorite ways to work with clients who come from that energy, because a lot of my clients actually know the strategy. They know what to do. So it's more about, like, let's get aligned with you, your purpose. And sometimes, like you share, like, the strategy doesn't matter so much. I find that for myself too, Morgana, right? Like, I'm trying to follow the strategy. I'm like, this isn't me. I'm going to just do it this way over here. And then it's like, all this magic happens and I'm full. It really is that energy, and it's so beautiful. So for those people, I know you have a freebie that's really juicy, your wealth wisdom freebie. I'd love for you to share that a little bit more so that you can dive in there, gobble it all up, soak in your wisdom.
So what people will find in there is an exploration of the yin of money. So everything that we learn in our culture is the masculine, and it's very transactional, it's very fast, and it's a hard energy. And when we start to look at the feminine and understand why we haven't been aligned with the way that money operates, everything changes.
Yes, everything changes. It's a beautiful course. So go to the show notes, and you can download that. And Morgana, where can people connect with you?
Either in my Facebook group, which is Unbecoming Aligned AF Purposeful Entrepreneurship, or on Instagram at Transformational Business.
Beautiful. And all of those will be in the show notes. So my loves, make sure you check in on the show notes so that you can easily click on those links and get your booty in there. So thank you so much, Morgana. Before we move into our meditation, is there anything else you'd like to share in terms of, you know, last minute messages or closing messages, not last minute messages?
I think one closing message is have fun. That was the thing. My unique selling point, the thing that made me stand out as a stripper, was that I had real fun. You know, like, I had a laugh with the guys and I kissed with them. And I make time for fun. Look where we are.
So amazing. Where are you, by the way? Exactly.
This is the west coast of Scotland. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're off the west coast. And
beautiful.
If you're in your joy and your body is in a state of joy rather than a state of stress, magic. Yes.
Totally. Soulgasmic.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is powerful. And I mean, it's very much part of my pillars too. Fun, bold, sexy. And it's in my last name. So I'm like, if it's not fun, we're not doing it. It's gotta feel fun. It's gotta feel, and I mean, sometimes the process to get to our quote unquote success, which I really believe is not about how much money you're making, but about your sense of fulfillment and wholeness, it is really important to be, if you're in business, it's important to make money. It is. And I want you guys to be unapologetic about it. But really, this is about having fun along the way, finding the fun, embodying in the fun, because that vibe is so potent. And one of the things, Morgana, you had also shared on one of our mastermind calls was, here's the thing. So many people think that, you know, like, you need to do certain things this way, especially to show up on social media, you know, do this or that, do this. But we kind of forget that, like, it wasn't that long ago that social media didn't exist. That clients are everywhere. And when we walk around just knowing that clients are everywhere and they're going to show up anywhere, like everywhere we go, like, and you never know, grocery shopping. I've got some clients grocery shopping. Like, you just start talking to people online or they start talking to you, you know, walking down the street, networking parties in person, right? Like, you just need to think outside and beyond that. Yes, I know I embody clients are everywhere. If you're having fun, you're attracting your tribe. That's really important. really important. So thank you so much, love. I'm so happy that you made some time here on your 10-year anniversary. Congratulations again on this yacht in the west coast of Scotland. Oh my gosh.
It's such a joy to hear.
Beautiful. So what we're going to do in the last 5 minutes here is I'm just going to shift gears and invite our audience, my loves, to slowly go inward. You can close your eyes or have a soft gaze. And just let yourself tune in to the wisdom that was drops in here, to the fun, juicy stories, but also the golden nuggets that were pulled from this share, from Morgana's stories, from mine, our conversation. Tuning into how it lands for you. My sense is for you, some of you, it's giving you a sense of being invigorated again, re-inspired, recognizing that you don't have to be in a box, that you get to have permission to fully do it your way, that everything that's happening in your life is happening for you and through you, even when it's undesired. So just taking a moment to feel into all of this. And perhaps some of you might be feeling mind blown just a little bit, how the world of stripping could bring so many lessons for business success. It's unconventional, and yet there's so many incredible, powerful lessons that can be taken. Just breathing this in. And then just releasing whatever doesn't serve or support. Relaxing your body. Breathing in through your earth soul chakras, the ball of your feet. And then letting Mother Earth energy just come in. Her unconditional warmth. Just coming in right into your perineum, right into your root chakra, creating safety, grounding, safe to be you, safe to be unapologetic and bold. And then just grounding your breath as you breathe out. Breathing into your root and then your sacral, which is your womb space, the fire in your belly. Activating your self-worth, your sensual, your sexual, which at the highest level is your creative energy and power. And then just breathing out your fire into the world. And breathing through your root, your sacral, your solar plex. This is your power center, your life force energy. Feel into your power. Feel into your magic. Feel into everything that makes up who you are, your wholeness. And as you breathe out through your solar plex so that you form this beautiful bubble around you. This is your auric field. Fill it with joy, your soul's essence. This is your birthright. Staying in this bubble. I'm just going to drop in some light language. As you stay in this bubble, it looks like anything that comes up for you that feels and continues to embody your joy. Dropping in light codes to activate you, your power, your joy,
Your soul's essence, Marakia, Surakurati Nirakurakia, Surakurati Nirakia. Marakua, Sirakurati Nirakia, Surakuratia is safe to be you, Marakia, Sirakurati Nirakia, Surakurati Nirakurakia, Surakuratia. It is safe to be you, to show up unapologetically, Marakia, Surakurati Nirakurakia, breathing in. Suspending your breath, conjuring in your power. And then when you breathe out so you're rooting down into the ground like a tree and its roots. Letting Mother Earth receive and support you, ground you in your power. Beautiful, and just regulating your breath. Feeling sensations. There's no right or wrong. You are powerful, my love. Beautiful. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you had as much fun as I did chatting with Morgana. Thank you so much, Morgana. And do connect with her, my loves. She is so magical.
Thanks so much for having me.
Have fun, love. Mwah. Love you.